about how I wrote the story, I had very vividly in my mind two pictures. One, and I suppose this is the kind of thing one probably remembers from one's own youth, I don't know, or I may have been thinking of my own children, or I may have seen somebody else's. One is the picture of the little boy who discovers that he actually is on a coral island, because all little boys, or at least all little boys I know, when they play Let's Pretend, the idea of being shipwrecked on an island by themselves, this is fascinating. They think this is fine, because you see, that's a game you can stop any moment you want. And this picture was of the little boy who actually found he was on a coral island, and he was so delighted he stood on his head. And this is one of the ways small boys show they're delighted. They stand on their head and waggle their feet in the air. And that was one picture. And the other picture was of this same little boy crying his heart out, more or less, because he discovered what actually went on, what people were like in society when you don't have law. I think, really, perhaps you could say the most important thing said in the book is when Jack says bollocks to the rules, why should we obey the rules, and why should we bother about the rules, and Ralph says, because the rules are the only thing we've got. That really is, I suppose you could say, what the book is about. If you don't have rules, that is to say, if you don't have law, then you're lost, you're finished, you're gone. There was those two pictures, the contrasting pictures, and the story had to move from the one to the other. The little boy who stood on his head for sheer pleasure in being on a desert island, he had to move from that position to this other one of grief, because he knew what was inside people and what could come out of them. There have been so many interpretations of the story that I'm not going to choose between them. Make your own choice. They contradict each other, the various choices. The only choice that really matters, the only interpretation of the story, if you want one, is your own. Not your teacher's, not your professor's, not mine, not a critic's, not some authority's. The only thing that matters is first the experience of being in the story, moving through it, then any interpretation you like. If it's yours, then that's the right one. Because what's in a book is not what an author thought he put into it, it's what the reader gets out of it.
We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Lord of the Flies by William Golding. Text copyright 1954 by William Golding. Production copyright 1977. Random House, Inc. All rights reserved.